Chapter 5. And they came to the other side of the sea, into the territory of the Gerasenes. And when he had come out of the boat, immediately a man with an unclean spirit met him out of the tombs. He lived in the tombs, and no one could bind him any more, not even with a chain. For he had been often bound with fetters and chains, and the chains had been torn apart by him, and the fetters broken in pieces. No one had the strength to tame him, and always, night and day, in the tombs and in the mountains, he was crying out, and cutting himself with stones. And when he saw Jesus from afar, he ran and bore down to him, and crying out with a loud voice, he said, "What have I to do with you, Jesus, you Son of the Most High God? I adjure you by God, do not torment me." For he said to him, "Come out of the man, you unclean spirit." And then he asked him, "What is your name?" And he replied, "My name is Legion, for we are many." And he pleaded with Jesus repeatedly not to send them away out of the region. Now on the mountainside there was a great herd of pigs feeding. And they begged him, saying, "Send us into the pigs, that we may enter into them." And he gave them permission. The unclean spirits came out and entered into the pigs, and the herd of about 2,000 rushed down the steep bank into the sea, and they were drowned in the sea. And those who fed them fled, and told it in the city and in the country. And the people went to see what it was that had happened. And they came to Jesus, and saw him who had been possessed by demons sitting, clothed and in his right mind, even him who had the legion, and they were afraid. And those who saw it declared to them how it happened to him who was possessed by demons, and about the pigs. And then they began to plead with Jesus to leave their region. As he was entering into the boat, he who had been possessed by demons pleaded with him that he might be with him. However, Jesus did not allow him, but said to him, "Go to your house, to your own, and tell them what great things the Lord has done for you, and how he had mercy on you." So he went his way, and began to proclaim in Decapolis how Jesus had done great things for him, and everyone was amazed. And when Jesus had crossed back over in the boat to the other side, a large crowd was gathered to him, and he was by the sea. One of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name, came, and seeing him, he fell at his feet, and pleaded with him repeatedly, saying, "My little daughter is at the point of death. Please come and lay your hands on her, that she may be made healthy, and live." And he went with him, and a large crowd followed him, and they pressed upon him on all sides. Now a woman, who had an issue of blood for 12 years, and had suffered many things by many physicians, and had spent all that she had, and was no better, but rather grew worse, having heard the things concerning Jesus, came up behind him in the crowd, and touched his clothes. For she said, "If I just touch his clothes, I will be made well." And immediately the flow of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of her affliction. And immediately Jesus, perceiving in himself that the power had gone out from him, turned around in the crowd, and asked, "Who touched my clothes?" And his disciples said to him, "You see the crowd pressing against you, and you say, 'Who touched me?'" He looked around to see her who had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what had been done to her, came and fell down before him, and told him the whole truth. And he said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace, and be cured of your disease." While he was still speaking, people came from the synagogue ruler's house saying, "Your daughter is dead. Why bother the teacher anymore?" But Jesus, overhearing the message spoken, said to the ruler of the synagogue, "Do not be afraid, only believe." And he allowed no one to follow him, except Peter, James, and John the brother of James. And they came to the synagogue ruler's house, and he saw an uproar, weeping, and great wailing. And when he had entered in, he said to them, "Why do you make an uproar and weep? The child is not dead, but is asleep." And they ridiculed him. But he, having put them all out, took the father of the child, her mother, and those who were with him, and went in where the child was. And taking the child by the hand, he said to her, "Talitha kum," which translated means, "Little girl, I tell you, Get up. And immediately the girl rose up and walked, for she was 12 years old. And immediately they were overcome with amazement. And he strictly ordered them that no one should know this, and commanded that something should be given to her to eat.